Ticket to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley. Hugh Beaumont. Tony Dow. And Jerry Mathers.
Thanks for letting me use the car, Dad. I'll just pick Carolyn up and be right back.
Oh, yeah. Now, no stopping along the way, huh?
Oh, no, sir.
Good.
Yeah, I'll just...
And don't pick anyone else up on the way over.
Oh, no, no one. I'll go right to Carolyn's. Thanks, Dad. I certainly appreciate it.
And don't pick anyone up on the way back.
No, no one.
You see, Wally, I'm letting you take the car because I trust you.
Yeah, I know. Dad, I told her I was coming right over.
Oh, sure. Here you are.
Yeah, thanks, Dad.
Wally, you watch all the stop signs.
Yeah, sure, Ma. Well, there's no stop signs between here and Carolyn's. Well, thanks a lot, Dad. I'll be real careful.
Okay.
Take it easy, Wally.
You know, when Wally asks for the car, you and Mom sure make walking sound good.
Stewart moved into town.
4 days ago.
Wally's met her already?
Wally met her when they were loading the moving van.
Oh, that's what happens when you grow up, Beaver.
Yeah, I know how it is, Dad.
You know, I can remember when the most important things in Wally's life were throwing rocks and walking fences.
Well, that's all behind him now. He's become quite a young man.
I guess I've become quite a young man, too. Huh, Ma?
Of course you have, Beaver. It must be Wally and Carolyn.
Well, I suppose the polite thing to do would be go in and meet the young lady, huh? Are you coming too, Beaver?
Well, sure, Dad. I'd like to snoop at her, too.
Oh, hi. I was wondering where everybody was. Mom, Dad, this is Carolyn Stewart.
How do you do?
Hello, Carolyn. How are you,
Carolyn? So nice to meet you.
Oh, yeah, and that's Beaver over there.
Hello, Beaver.
Hi. My name's Theodore.
Yeah, well, won't you sit down?
Thank you. Well, if you'll excuse us, Wally says you're going to play records, and I think we have something to do.
Yes, we'll see you later. Beaver.
Yes, Dad?
Don't you want to finish that game with checkers?
But we already did, Dad.
I meant another game.
Oh, sure, Dad.
You always play better in the kitchen, remember?
I do? Oh, yeah, I guess I do.
Wally, you know about Saturday night?
Yeah, I know about it. We're going to the movies, aren't we?
Well, I wanted to go with you, but my parents are going out that night, and I'm supposed to stay home and babysit with my sister.
Gee, I thought she was in the eighth grade. Can't she stay by herself?
She could, except we just moved into a new house in a new neighborhood, and Mom and Dad insist I stay with her the first night they're out.
Well, gee, Carolyn, it's going to wreck everything.
But meeting your brother just now gave me an idea.
Meeting my brother?
Yeah, if your brother could take my sister to the movies that night, the four of us could all go together.
You mean my brother take a girl out? Well, gee, Carolyn, he's not even in high school yet. He doesn't go out on dates. If I mentioned your sister's name, why, he might run away or something.
That's a fine way for you to talk, Wally. You haven't even met my sister.
No, it's
well,
just
that... I'm sorry. If he can't take her Saturday, we'll just have to call the whole thing off.
Well, I suppose I could ask him. But I don't know why a girl would want to go out with him, though.
Why, Wally? I think Beaver's cute.
No fooling? Yeah, I guess I'm going to have to take another look at that kid. Hi, Beef.
Hi.
Hey, guess what? I found this old baseball of mine out in the hall closet. You want it?
Sure.
Oh, by the way, you have anything planned for next Saturday?
I guess not. Why?
Well, hey, how about that? Where's that old baseball mitt I thought I lost? Well, as far as you already have the ball, might as well take the glove too, huh? You know, that mitt cost me $9.
Thanks a lot. But I'm still not going to do it.
Do what?
You have the yard work on Saturday. That's what you're getting around to asking to do, isn't it?
Gee, no. Well, there was something that I wanted to ask you about, but it isn't Saturday. It's Saturday night, and it's not half as hard as yard work.
Yeah? What is it?
Well, it's got something to do with taking a girl out to a show.
You mean me take a girl to a show?
Yeah. Hey, you see, I'm taking Carolyn, and she's got this sister, Susan, and, we thought it might be fun if we all kind of went together. And besides, if you can't take her, then my whole date's off.
You mean I take this girl's sister, and we go with you guys?
Yeah, that's the idea.
Well, okay, what's wrong with her?
Nothing's wrong with her. But Carolyn says her sister's real cute. Well, of course, if you don't want to go, I guess,
What do you mean if I don't want to go?
You mean, you do want to go?
Well, sure, why not?
Well, no kidding, I mean, you mean you really go?
Well, sure. Well, I said I would, didn't I?
Hey, that's great. You're planning on keeping all that stuff, huh?
Well, sure. If this Susan turned out to be a goon, this glove and ball, it might be the only way I come out ahead in this deal.
I just can't get over Beaver accepting Wally's invitation.
You're not writing your congressman about it.
No, this is to Aunt Martha.
Say, how does Susan's mother feel about this arrangement? She doesn't think of it as a real date between them at their age, does she?
Oh, no, honey. I talked to her. She understands the situation.
Huh? Hi.
Hi.
Hi there, Wally. Is Beaver still willing to go on the date Saturday night with Susan?
He sure is. That's all he can talk about.
Well, frankly, your mother and I are a little amazed at the sudden change in him.
Yeah, me too. You know, he was even digging out his fingernails a little while ago.
Well, Wally, I'm sure this isn't the first time Beaver's cleaned his nails.
Yeah, but this time he was using a real fingernail file instead of a paper clip or something.
Sure sign of social consciousness.
Hello? Oh, yes, Dover. Uh-huh, he's upstairs. Saturday night? Well, why don't you let me get him down and you talk to him about it?
Mom, what's all this about Saturday night?
I don't know. Gilbert said he wanted to talk to Beaver about it.
Oh, boy, that's all I need.
What are you talking about?
Beaver. If Beaver talks to that Gilbert, then he's going to go right back to being a little squirt again and ruin everything for Saturday night.
Wally, that's not necessarily so.
Now, go tell your brother. He's wanted on the phone.
Okay, but I know it's going to wreck everything. Hey, Beaver, you're wanted on the phone.
Did you call me?
It's your little friend, Gilbert.
Gilbert? Oh. Hello, Gilbert? Yeah. Saturday night? Well, I'm sorry, Gilbert. I can't make it. I've got more important stuff to do. Yeah. Well, me and Wally are going on a double date. No, not with Eddie and Luffy. Girls. Yeah, we're taking a couple girls to the movies. Then to the mall shop. You know, sort of doing the town. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry, buddy. We'll see if you can get Richard Allen and one of those kids to go with you. Yeah. Well, thanks anyway. Goodbye. poor kid, he has to go to the drive-in with his mother and father Saturday night.
Well, my brother's all set for Saturday night. Is your sister?
She's all for it. I've never seen her so excited.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to double check. Boy, you know, I sure hope everything works out okay.
What do you mean by that?
Well, what happens if they don't like each other? If a girl started screaming at Beaver, I don't know what he might do.
I'm not worried about Susan. She's at that age where she likes all boys.
Yeah, well, maybe Beaver's at the age where he should be liking girls, but sometimes he has a hard time showing it. Okay, we'll pick you guys up around 7. So long. Hey, what are you doing?
Well, I was just counting the wrinkles in my face.
Oh. Hey, well, I thought you'd forget about it for a couple minutes. I want to have a little talk with you about us taking Carolyn and Susan out Saturday night.
Yeah, well, I want to talk to you, too.
You do?
Yeah. Well, let's get one thing straight right now. We take turns paying.
Paying for what?
You know, the tickets to the movie and the malt shop afterwards. And you don't get to carry all the money and pay for everything, so I look like a little kid.
Oh, okay. We'll take turns.
Oh, and Wally, there's one other thing. In the movie, you know, when we're with the girls, there's some kissing stuff on the screen. Don't nudge me with your elbow and start giggling, huh?
Okay, yeah, I'll try and watch that, huh?
Thanks, Wally. Oh, what do you want to talk to me about?
Oh, nothing, nothing at all.
Hey, Wally, well, before we go out, is it okay if I use some of your aftershave lotion?
For sure. Hey, you know what you used to call it? Used to call it smelly stuff.
Yeah, that's right. I guess a lot of things start smelling better when a guy grows up. Thanks, Dad.
Where's Beaver?
Oh, he's in there. He put a little too much aftershave lotion on, so now he's trying to dilute it by washing his face again.
Well, anything that'll get him to wash his face twice is okay with me. There you are.
Oh, thanks, Dad. I'll be real careful with the car. I won't let Beaver put his feet on the seats or anything.
Well, thanks, Wally. Well, now, talk about sharp-looking guys.
Do I look okay, Dad?
You look fine, Beaver.
How do I smell? Can you smell me from there?
But, well, am I supposed to be able to?
Well, maybe from 3 feet, but not from 5 feet.
I'd say you have just the right distance.
I've got to admit, Dan, he looks pretty sharp for a little squirted business.
Well, he sure does. Hey, what's this here?
Well, that's your tie pin with the real fake pearl in it. Don't you remember? You said I could borrow it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, now, look, Beaver, I don't want you horsing around in the movies or in the malt shop tonight and embarrassing Wally.
We have etiquette in school, Dad. I won't eat with my hands or anything.
Here you are, Beaver. The final touch for the young man of distinction.
Boy. You think this was the first time that Beaver has ever been out of the house with his good clothes on?
I'll get it.
Oh, how you fix for money, Wally?
We have enough, Dad. $2.86 apiece. We split it up. It was his idea.
Wally, telephone.
Okay, Mom. What's that?
Hello?
All right, Carolyn.
Hi. Wally, I hate to tell you this, but my sister isn't going to go tonight.
She's not going? Well, how come?
I don't know. Everything was fine up until the last minute, and then she backed out.
Well, did she say why she wasn't going to go? Has she seen the beaver or something?
No. I think it's just a case of being afraid. You know how kid sisters are.
Oh, boy, this messes up everything. We were just about ready to come by and pick you up.
I know, Wally. And I'm sick about it. I could just die.
Yeah, well, before you go and do something like that, we've got an idea. What if I got Beaver to call your sister and see if he could talk her into going?
Say, maybe that would work.
You know, at least it's worth a try. I'll talk to Beaver and see what I can do. Okay? Goodbye.
No problems, Wally?
Yeah, Dad. Now Carolyn's sister's not going.
She's not going?
Yeah. I should have known something like this was going to happen. Women. Wow. Oh, sorry, Mama. I didn't mean big women. I just meant little women like Susan.
Women. Wow.
Glad I changed socks.
Why? Were the other ones dirty?
Well, I had one blue one and one brown one on.
Hey, look, B, that was Carolyn on the phone, and it kind of looks like the whole thing's off because Susan doesn't want to go out with you.
She doesn't? I mean, what's the big idea?
I don't know. I guess she just changed her mind.
Boy, she can't do something like that to me. Wait till I talk to her. Boy, oh boy.
Yeah, well, Carolyn and I kind of figured you would want to talk to her, so I said you'd call.
When?
Well, right now. You can just call Susan back and maybe even talk her into going.
Well, gee, I don't know if I ought to call her now.
Why, what's the matter? You afraid?
Oh, no, I'm not afraid.
It kind of sounds like you're chicken.
I'm not chicken.
Okay, then call her.
Okay, okay. I'll give her a buzz.
Well.
Wally, maybe you better wait outside.
Huh?
Well, if she gives me an argument, I might have to tell her off.
Okay.
Hello, could I speak to Susan, please? What? A beaver. Oh, hi, Carolyn. If your sister's not home, it's okay. Oh, she is? Okay, I'll wait.
Come on, Susan. Come to him.
I don't know what to say.
Just say anything. Now, here. Go ahead.
Well, do you have to listen?
Okay.
Hello?
Hello. This is Beaver.
This is Susan.
Hi.
Hi.
My brother told me to talk to you.
He did?
Yeah.
My sister told me to talk to you.
She did?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you were supposed to go to the show or something.
Yeah, I know it.
Well, then how come you're not going?
I don't know exactly.
Well, you're not scared, are you?
I might be scared.
Well, scared? What's there to be scared of?
Well, I'm scared to go out with a boy.
Yeah. Well, I can only tell you this because you're on the phone and you're not looking at me. But I guess I'm kind of scared, too.
You're scared, too, Beaver? You really are?
Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful.
It is?
Beaver, maybe someday, when we both get over being scared, maybe we'll see each other sometime.
Yeah, maybe we will. Well, so long.
So long.
Well, Bee?
She's not going.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that's too bad, Beaver.
Yeah, she chickened out.
Did you try to talk her into going?
Yeah, I started to. But then I saw how scared she was, and I began to feel sorry for her. There's nothing worse than a scared girl.
Well, there goes the movies. I guess I better go call Carolyn back.
Wally? Wally, if you want to, maybe Carolyn's parents would drop her off over here. We're going to be home all evening.
Oh, well, gee, no, Mama. Thanks, but that's okay. Things aren't that desperate. I mean, I can just go over to Carolyn's and help her sit with her sister. Hey, I'm sorry about the mix-up.
That's okay, Wally. The next time you cook something like this up, get me a girl who knows the score, huh?
Yeah, sure, Beef.
I just said goodnight to Beaver, and I said you'd be up in a minute.
Oh, fine. How's our junior playboy taking your setback?
Very philosophically. He says he's known for years that girls aren't reliable.
A typical Cary Grant attitude.
I really wasn't sorry when Susan backed out.
Well, I wasn't either. I know this was a special case, but I don't like this early dating.
Oh, Beaver has plenty of time to learn about girls.
Sure he has. It's the same theory that doctor had on the jungle picture on television the other night. I think his line was, now let's not expose ourselves to malaria any sooner than we have to.
Up next, episode 201, Eddie, the Businessman. Ken Osmond, who played Eddie Haskell, later did go into business with his brother, a helicopter business. Unfortunately, the business folded when the helicopter crashed.